This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's Junior Brown bringing us in. I do love me some rockabilly surf music. This is what I listen to relax. I got a whole album of this. 20 songs and that beautiful steel guitar. Good stuff. All right, enough enjoyment. Let's get back into the fight for liberty. Some good music to drive your car across the desert in. We've got Russia taunts U.S. with biggest military offensive since the Cold War. I love how our media spins that. I mean, I don't want a war with Russia, okay? And the fact is, the West is trying to overthrow their country. Soros has tried to overthrow it internally with the same culture warfare garbage and anti-police riots. And you're like, what are you sticking up for the police for? It's their country. You can't have foreigners try to overthrow your government starting riots. I mean, that's espionage, people, and that's what's going on by these globalists. And they've got this giant fleet going now through the English Channel, and it's just the whole thing is deteriorating quickly. Now, we've got huge Project Veritas news breaking coming up with James O'Keefe at the start of the next segment. But first, just getting into mind control, getting into how they talk to us like we're idiots and say there's no such thing as election fraud, even though they're the biggest people bitching about it like Al Gore. Donna Brazile freaks out after Megyn Kelly asked how she got debate question in advance. And I like the fact Megyn Kelly's trying to rehabilitate herself now and actually being a journalist. But CNN admits that this is the question was sent. They won't say exactly who. They've been caught. The email's real. And this woman sits there and tries to play dumb. And if you're a radio listener, you can't see Donna Brazile. But, I mean, she just is unbelievably arrogant. And has the deadest eyes I think I've ever seen. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Say that, Donna. You say that you play straight up, but I have to ask you because you were accused of receiving a debate question before a CNN town hall where they partnered with TV One, and that you had this question on March 12th. That verbatim was provided by Roland Martin to CNN the next day. How did you get that question, Donna?
Well, Kelly, since I play straight up, and I'll play straight up with you, I did not receive any questions from CNN. Let's just be
very
clear.
Where did you get it?
First of all, what information are you providing to me that will allow me to see what you're talking about? Everybody,
you got the WikiLeaks release of March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th
Kelly,
CNN TV
Kelly,
One town hall debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
As a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. Well, Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen.
So you deny it.
You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in the gutter.
You're a thief. Notice, she triggered liberation theology taught by the Ford Foundation all over the world to create race war based on the Christian religion. But the general public would know that she was activating folks saying, I'm a Christian, I know about being persecuted. And that was bringing up the entire slave experience, which they then want to reproject as a new trauma every time there's a problem. So what she did was brought race in there. The fact is, she's getting the questions beforehand. It's all rigged. It's all coming out. CNN admits it. And she's sitting there playing dumb about getting the questions to Hillary back during the Democrat debates. It's amazing.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, there are few people that I can actually tell the audience that we would be in a situation five times worse if it wasn't for them. There are only a few of those people. And one of them is James O'Keefe. And he is an example, even though he doesn't like me saying this, to everybody else on how you can go out and take on these criminals. And the stalwart, dogged determination is the stuff of Americana and the stuff of legend. And I'm only saying that because he gets demonized, he gets dogged, he gets attacked, he gets lied about, he gets arrested, fighting true organized crime, real organized crime. And he deserves our prayers, and Project Veritas deserves your financial support. You should get his book that chronicles all this. I know he didn't want to come on talk about himself, but there's three big things to cover today. A, the mainstream corporate media is totally blacking out the reports he's putting out that are the biggest in their storied history. Bringing down Acorn, you name it, on and on and on. This is the biggest stuff in my view. I mean, he has top Democratic officials, top operatives saying, we're stealing elections, we're engaged in election fraud, we're bussing people around, we're going to do it, we're above the law. He's got the newest info, sending people in to bully women so they could stage events where Trump security then has to restrain women. I mean, you talk about setups. This is such dirty tricks, red-handed, and there was Trump bringing it up last night, pointing right at Hillary. So the censorship, the big bombshells he's breaking, new bombshells to come, 18 days out. James O'Keefe is our guest at the bottom of the hour. I want to give you his website, projectveritas.com. But we never single people out and say, these folks deserve support. Let me tell you, what they're doing deserves support. I want to thank our listeners for supporting us. But bottom line, because of your support, we're able to have a fighting chance against these criminals. And it's WikiLeaks, it's James O'Keefe, it's Drudge, it's InfoWars, it's Breitbart, and a few other groups. And it's you, the people, that are with us. You're not behind us. You're at the heart of what we do. And I want listeners to understand that. I salute you as well. Because it's important to understand, this is a war. And the mainstream media is not going to pat you on the back, folks, for all you've done. Well, I am. So, James O'Keefe, I know you're fighting hard right now and working with your great team across the country. But, wow, what an amazing time to be alive. You got the floor. I mean, where do you want to start first? The blackout, the latest info, your newest revelation.
I just want to say, Alex, that last night when we were brought up by Donald Trump at the debates, it was one small step for my team and one giant leap for citizen journalism. I mean, what you saw in the last 48 hours, Twitter, by the way, removed me, then reinstated me. We were trending on Twitter. We're the number one trending video on YouTube worldwide. We're the number one trending thing on Facebook over the last 24 hours. What you are seeing is something I never thought I would say. You are seeing social media and the grassroots in this country more powerful than the mainstream media. We are the social media barbarians at the gates, and we have inundated their inboxes. The New York Times is now forced to cover it. The Washington Post was forced to cover it. We are the barbarians at the gates, and we have flooded the mainstream media with interest and attention, and we have become more powerful than the mainstream media. It's truly historical. I've talked about this before, but I've never actually seen it. Last night, Alex, when I was on I was at the debate, and I walked into the press pool, and there were 5,000 reporters, like almost like a red carpet at the Oscars, and they all knew who I was, and they all knew about the story, and not one of them wanted to talk to me or talk about it.
Because they weren't reporters, they were repeaters. You were the only man, the only journalist really in the arena.
They did not want to talk about it, and I also looked at them, and I didn't know what to say. I said, guys, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And it was truly historical situation for Veritas, and I'm just so proud of my team. It took us a year, transcripts and filming and a year of investigative work. But to see these guys resign, the heart and soul of the Democratic Party, that guy, Bob Cramer, was not some low-level guy. He met with the president 47 times. He went to the White House 340 times. He has now resigned. Hillary Clinton is being asked about it on an airplane.
Now, James, we are on a lot of 50,000 waters, a lot of new stations right now. We've gotten like 20 new stations the last month. So a lot of new listeners know who you are. They've heard about you, but they've heard the media demonize you or twist things. So spend a few minutes just to address new listeners on the blackout that's happening, the huge bombshells you've been breaking, and how they are key in the social media people war against the dinosaur media to go to your site, to go to projectveritas.com, to go to infowars.com, to go to Drudge, get our stories, get our videos, and hammer them out to everybody. That's how we're cutting through the Berlin Wall of disinfo.
Yes, you guys, I couldn't have done it without you. You don't realize how important you are. I mean, I have no words to tell you how important you are. You were tweeting at every single journalist. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I had journalists come up to me and say, so you're the guy who inundated my inbox. I didn't even know who they were. You guys were sent 10,000 retweets on these tweets. I mean, you flooded their inboxes. So over the last 48 hours, the first video was about the conspiracy, the dark money conspiracy to induce violence at Trump rallies, where they were on tape describing how they took credit for all the violence and how that came through the chain of command from the White House. This is all on video. And nobody wanted to cover it. Alex, it got 6 million views on YouTube, that video. And the second video was about how they were busting up people across state lines, how they wanted to commit illegal voter fraud with non-citizens. A guy named Cesar Vargas caught on videotape describing how they bust people. The quotes You can't write them. They look like they're from The Usual Suspects. The guy in the video says, we don't care about the law. We want to win this mother effer. Quote, we've been busting people across state lines for 50 years. You can't make this stuff up. And social media has forced the mainstream media to cover this. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. It's the number one hottest thing. It's become a global video phenomenon. And I just can't, I could not do it. We could not have done this a couple years ago. And Twitter tried to ban me. Jack Dorsey tried to ban me. And another thing, Alex, this is unbelievable. We had television exclusives lined up with the biggest media television stations, and they all spiked the story. My sources are telling me because they faced retaliation and retribution from a future Clinton administration. And they now are forced to cover it because its groundswell has risen and up. So I have nothing. I don't know what else to say except that this is historical, and I could not have done it without all of you.
Well, looking at you via video, Skype for radio listeners, you've always seemed a little concerned, focused. Now you almost look satisfied. And I know that feeling of working so long on something like a film or an undercover investigation, but nothing like your long-term operations that are so professional. And then, you know, seeing it bear fruit and seeing them try to suppress it, but still it doesn't work and only blows up in their face bigger. I mean, am I seeing satisfaction in your face?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I stayed up for 48 hours straight and I just took a nap. So I'm the adrenaline has left my body, but it is something I've never seen before, Alex. The media is losing control over the people. When the media loses control over the people, they panic. They get irrational. They viciously attack. They assault my reputation. They have to do damage control. And what you saw was citizen journalism groundswell up to the top and force people to talk about it in the presidential debate, which in turn forced the media corporations, which don't want to talk about it because they face retribution from the Justice Department. And I had, by the way, Alex, I'm not going to say who they were because I promised them I wouldn't. But I had people who you'd perceive to be friendly to us in the big leagues, the big TV stations, come up to me and say, James, I went to war for you. I went to war for you with my corporation. And I wanted to get you on TV. They won't let me put you on TV. That is how bad it is. That is what
exactly. Let's remember that. As bad as Dinosaur Media is, there's actually a lot of good people in there.
There are some good people. There are some one or two decent people. But they pulled me aside. They huddled me on the red carpet last night. And they said, James, I went to war for you. They will not let me put you on television. Because, Alex, the way it works is these are publicly traded media companies. These are publicly traded corporations. And if they air this stuff, that people in the White
House... It's over. Hillary will have to step down.
If they air this stuff, the election's over.
What is it like for you to see Hillary up there going, there's no such thing as election fraud, while she says the Russians are taking it over, so we have to federalize it? That's an oxymoron, doublethink. But then there's no such thing as election fraud. Obama on the Rose Garden lawn, while your video's going viral, saying no one's ever heard of it, while you have the head Democratic Party operatives bragging that they're going to steal the effing thing like they always do, and nobody's going to stop them.
Is this guy Bob Cramer? He's no joke. He's a community organizer. He's met with the President of the United States 47 times. He's been to the White House 340 times. He's the heart of the institutional left. We just ripped out the heart of the institutional left. As Matt Boyle said, he said, James, you ripped out the heart of the institutional left. The beating heart is now put on the table. And these guys now, I mean, the Washington Post was in a Twitter war with me yesterday. They go, James, why don't you get us video of President Obama meeting with him? I said, that's your job. Why are you telling me to do your job? I mean, if you guys were doing your job, there wouldn't be a need for people like me, okay?
And they force us as citizens because they want our guns, they want to raise taxes on us. I would never have been a media person. But, I mean, I did this because they were taking farmers and ranchers' land, the environmentalists were, to build high-rise buildings on, not even paying them. They were trying to take our guns. And when I would go and speak out against it, they would say, no one wants your guns, and play that game. And I said, that's it. I'm going to fight you. That's why they can't defeat us, because we're doing this for passion, not to be little narcissists like they are. And let's expand on that, because you've got new breaking news I want to play some clips of here and break down the latest dirty tricks that you've caught them in. But just the magnitude of where this is going. They are panicking. They are freaking out. A lot of them are getting more aggressive, hoping to prop up the system, which seems to only be accelerating its collapse. I mean, they were already running, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. We just tuned in, folks. one of the top investigative journalists in the world, way beyond Cy Hirsch now, in my view, sitting here watching them. They're already on fumes. I think we're about to hit the moment where the engine seizes up. What do they do when that happens?
Well, I think that they realize that their days are limited. I just want to go back to what I was saying with the Washington Post reporter. I mean, they were all the Daily Show, the Washington Post. I had David Frum. They were tweeting me, so why don't you release your raw source materials? Identify your undercover people. I said, you don't release your raw materials. And I was fighting them.
You don't release your sources. Nobody does.
Nobody releases their sources. The Daily Show released their raw video, they'd make all the people look like good people. They make them look terrible. The journalists, this is how they've created a narrative. They piece words together. They paint a picture that's different than reality. And the great thing about undercover video on YouTube.
By the way, you put them out in big 16, 20-minute clips. I mean, this is not really edited. You're just taking it to the key parts.
And the people have resigned, and they've admitted they've said what they've said. But, Alex, it's something greater and bigger than that. We're exposing, when Bob Woodward was on O'Reilly last night talking about this thing, we're exposing, it's not just about Bob.
You're forcing the media to do their job.
Yes, because it's not just about the video. The video is something bigger than the video. It's about the media. If the media was doing their job, we would be living in a freer world. We'd be living in a more transparent world. And it is exposing the media, and that's why they don't want to talk.
Exactly. Let me take Fogel. He's a national coordinator for this organization, People for the American Way, a famous socialist group. They're sitting there organizing nationwide. He's so angry. He's so energized, saying they'll never stop us. We played the clip like 10 times this week. They'll never stop us. We're in control. There's no one. We can do whatever we want. And now we're taking over the legislatures. It was almost like Hitler and Goering and Mussolini and those famous tapes in the office where they're all kind of celebrating and laughing and rubbing their hands together. I mean, it was like a villain out of a cartoon.
It was the most amazing part is when Scott Fogel, this is a guy who's working for George Soros' organization, he says, quote, "We can F-U-C-K, we can F our mother, and we would get away with it." And what he meant by that is the Republican governors and the Republican attorney generals in places like Michigan were too weak in the knees to prosecute the fraud. These guys are so arrogant, we caught them on videotape, they were so arrogant that they could get away with anything and wouldn't get prosecuted because the Republicans were too spineless to do anything about it. And it has come to a point in this country where these people can get away with anything.
That's what I'm saying. They're like archetypal criminals bragging on the tape. So now we can show the legislatures and get the voter ID in. I mean, I think this video is going to change the electoral map. I think it's going to turn the tide.
It's changed the public consciousness in this country. I have heard from people. I have heard from left-wingers. I've heard from mainstreamers. I've heard from people saying, James, that is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. These guys are criminal. They're breaking the law.
It's like in a movie. You watch movies when you're a kid where the criminal goes, "We're going to screw everyone over. No one can stop us." You don't think people don't act like that. But then in the real world, they really do.
They do. And there's nothing more despicable. Nothing more despicable than inducing violence, than all those protests you saw.
Yeah, let's list what they've been doing to get this new thing. But, I mean, yes, proof. I mean, we knew it then. Sending people to beat folks up and cause riots that could have killed people, as Trump said last night.
Yeah, the cops got bloodied up. They got bloodied up in Chicago. And there's video of that. Well, guess what? That was Scott Fogel and Bob Cramer working with the White House. Hillary Clinton, this is on the quote of the video, Hillary Clinton gives money to the DNC. DNC gives money to Democracy Partners. And Democracy Partners gives money to people like Scott Fogel to, quote, go out and execute the SHIT. This is what they do. And they're on video describing how they did. I'm, quote, so damn proud of the bloody cop. Can you believe this? And then they send women, and they didn't try to get women to get beat up? This is evil. And Hillary Clinton, Alex Jones, Hillary Clinton was on the airplane with John Podesta being asked by reporters. The White House was asked about it yesterday, and they were stuttering and stumbling over the question. They didn't know what to say. They said, I don't know it. They don't know what to do. At the debate last night, Trump brought it up. He said, you induced violence, and Hillary did not deny it.
Since you say that, and only at this final point, your latest investigation, since you mentioned it, here's Trump last night in Vegas.
I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence. She's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people. They paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things, which is a criminal act, by the way, where they're telling people to go out and start fist fights and start violence. And I'll tell you what, in particular in Chicago, people were hurt and people could have been killed in that riot. And that was now all on tape, started by her.
Started by her. James O'Keefe, amazing.
There was another one. Zulema Rodriguez is the woman in the video as well, who says, oh, we actually got her an FEC expenditure that Hillary Clinton paid her directly. She was paid directly by Hillary Clinton to shut down a highway in Arizona. What about Bridgegate? What about Highwaygate? I mean, this is I have no words out.
The Democrats have signed on and the media have signed on to a true criminal system, the worst this country's ever seen. They're going down with it. The question is, what will their death throes be like? Only a few minutes left. I want to play a short clip, but set it up. This is your latest investigation that came out. You already mentioned it, trying to get women beat up. I mean, talk about criminal. Talk about bullying. Set this up for us.
This is a guy named Aaron Black. He works with the DNC. He says that he's the guy that nobody's supposed to know about. His real name is Aaron Minter. We don't know why he goes by the name Aaron Black. It looks like something out of The Usual Suspects. He's describing how he goes out and he induces what happens at these rallies. Specifically when it comes to women, he tries to get women bullied. And we talk about the war against women. I'd love to hear what Hillary Clinton has to say about this one.
Here is the latest Veritas bombshell. During our first video of this investigation, we introduced you to Aaron.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground.
He bragged about his involvement in the Chicago Trump protest.
So the Chicago protest, when they shut all that was us. It was more him than me, but none of this is supposed to come back to us. Because we want it coming from people. We don't want it to come from the party.
So what did Black have prepared next?
I mean, I know things that, like, make big impacts. I think of, like, older woman who was, like, attacked at a Trump rally. Like, things like that really show what kind of people...
Hey, Lauren. So we get people behind Trump when he's at a rally, but we make sure it's women and they're positioned next to men. We want images of the men bullying the women who are trying to hold their signs up. That's what I'm going to do. That is what we're going to do. That is the hit.
How do you think you're going to do it?
They're going to have to show up 7 hours ahead of time and wait in line to get there early.
To, like, pretend to be Trump supporters so they get sat behind them?
Then fold up those signs that we have and put them in their pockets. That is the hit.
That's the hit. Okay, we're almost out of time. You got to come back, O'Keefe, soon. I know you're a busy man, but you're just a rock star to everybody here. Let's get into bird dogging, because we obviously can't play all the clips. You really don't edit it. There's so much you put out. Bird dogging, getting in somebody's face, you know, pushing them until you get them to fight you.
Yeah, that's how they refer to it, as bird dogging. That's the term that they use. That's the term Scott Fulby uses. It's where you induce a reaction, you induce violence. And people have heard of this term before. What makes it so interesting is the relationship with Hillary. Is that you know, Bob Kramer, who goes to the White House 340 times and meets with President Obama, and is, in fact, on conference calls to the White House. Alex, our undercover reporter, was invited to the White House. I could not go because I'd have to forge a Social Security number to get in there, and I wouldn't want to do that. It would be illegal. But we were invited to the White House, and this is something that Hillary knows about. Bob Kramer says she was briefed through the chain of command. She's aware of it. We have more video coming out where that gets more into this bird dogging concept. And what exactly Hillary knew and when did she know it? Again, this is something the Washington Post and the New York Times should be breaking, something that they're scooped by, something they're embarrassed that they haven't broke. But we're gonna reveal more in the next couple of days about exactly what Hillary knew, because we want to catch them in a lie denying it. And then we want to break the news.
Well, you have forced through the electronic Berlin Wall. We've all done it together. It's a huge victory. In closing, obviously they've been trying to shut off Assange's internet. People have been trying to get in. There's been threats. They said they want him dead. Everybody should pray for you as well, my friend, because let me tell you, you're one of the number one targets. There's probably five people they want to get, and I'm one of them, you're one of them, Drudge is one of them, Assange is one of them. So you are in quite the club now, my friend.
They can't shut us down, Alex. At this point, we're too high profile. We've got too many allies. We've got too many good, red-blooded, patriotic, God-loving Americans. There's 100 million people out there.
That's right, and what you've done, you've taught countless others now, so it's seismic.
seismic, and they can't shut me down. They can try to kill me. I don't think about it. I don't worry about it. I think they're going to try to use the Justice Department to shut me down.
That's what I've been told. I've been told the Justice Department is looking at us very closely, and you as well. That's exactly what's happening. All right, James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com. Thank you so much. We salute you, my friend.
Thank you.
Wow, that is Paul Revere, 21st Century. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, toll-free number to join us to give us your take on the debate last night and what you thought of it is 800-259-9231. I'm going to your calls here in just a few minutes. 800-259-9231 on this Thursday, the 20th day of October, 2016 transmission. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only 11 days left in this month, and then there's only a few more days, 7 in the next month till it's election day. We're 18 days, less than 18 days. We're 17 and a half days out from target. And it is an amazing time to be alive right now. You're going to see some really sickening, dirty tricks, edited tapes on Trump. You know it. He's the man in the arena, so I'll give him an A-plus last night. If he wasn't the man in the arena under all that stress, I'd give him about an A-minus. But he's the man in the arena. And when she sat there and talks about global government, open borders is her dream, and she goes, I meant energy. Well, of course I've read the memo, the speech. Then she goes in starting with energy. Because if you make the energy and the roads international and controlled by that international government, that transfers the taxation regulatory power to the multinational. If you read the TPP documents, if you read the VAMP Canada North American Union integration documents, I made a film on it, Endgame. It's free online. Go see it. It's an excellent film. It was number one documentary for a month on Amazon back when it came out. I mean, that's, I put it on the web for free, folks, for a reason, because we need to beat these people. And it shows their statements about we're going to take control of the energy, the roads, we'll make them international so that nations can't break away because the infrastructure will be held by the international corporate board that will then profit off the toll roads and the rest of it. So, see, everything she does is a deception. So Trump says, hey, you know, you want a borderless world, or to his credit, Mr. Wallace did, and then she totally sits there and twists things. It was a lie because it was deceptive, but it was a lawyer lie because she does talk about handing over our infrastructure, but she acted like that was the opposite of global government when that's the heart of the treason. The globalists take over your infrastructure. It's a corporate military takeover. It's not the Russians. The Russians are having to send their nuclear-powered aircraft carrier and their helicopter ships and their missile cruisers because the West has announced they're moving for a no-fly zone to attack Russian targets in Syria, and that will kick off the next level, a huge naval battle in the Mediterranean. And yes, I'm sure the Russian ships are going to get sunk. So will U.S. aircraft carriers. And then, before you even hear about that on the news, submarines are going to launch missiles into the United States and cruise missiles, and we will too, and then everybody dies. And that's in the news today. I'm going to cover that after calls. We got other guests coming on, but I kept telling you this was going to escalate like this, okay? Within days of the West saying, we're looking for a no-fly zone, shoot down Russian aircraft on C-SPAN, and the chairman being told, prepare for that, the Russians put up their own no-fly and launched their fleets, their submarines, everything are now in World War III mode. We've gone to defense condition three, probably really two. The pilots are scrambled out on the tarmac right now with the B-52 bombers, the B-2 bombers, the B-1 bombers, all of it. With a crazy witch and a crazy guy that wants to piss on the West as our president, who's running around telling us that there's no such thing as election fraud, but the Russians are going to hack our election, and we may hit them militarily if they do. They've announced the new doctrine in the last week. A week ago, they announced, we will start hitting you preemptively if we think a cyber attack got launched out of your country, with no proof. The Russians, the minute they did that, launched their fleets and their submarines. Within an hour, they were leaving port. Okay, you're going to attack us? Get ready for World War III. It's all we can do. Launch the bombers. That's where we are with the psychos we have running things. You're like, oh, well, they won't go that far. Really? Every other nut job does in history. But except they didn't have nuclear weapons when Hitler was around until the very end. They didn't have stuff with Napoleon and everybody else. But now they do. You've got this Filipino guy. That's the president that thinks he's John Wayne or whatever. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's right. He's nuts. He's threatening to attack the U.S., says he's pulling out, saying he'll collapse the U.S., saying he wants to be buddies with China. He's a megalomaniac. He went crazy. Can you imagine if that guy had nuclear weapons? Now, I'm told the military already said no 5 years ago. We first told you about it, that they weren't going to be part of backing al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. But Obama fired a bunch of generals and had a bunch of them pulled up on charges because, oh my gosh, you know, they leaked to somebody about Stuxnet. You're facing 10 years in prison now, General. And they put their new generals in that they think are going to follow orders to start World War III. And they think in this pissing contest that they can just get Russia to capitulate and get the Russian hardliners to just give up and let George Soros's foundations in to literally teach Russian five-year-olds, little boys, how to put dresses on and to have the Russian military wear high heels. I'm not joking because they can break your will with this. It's a litmus test. And the Russians are just like, we're not putting high heels on the special forces troops and we're not going to teach five-year-olds how to give a blowjob. It's just not happening. And so, and I'm not trying to be crude here. That's what they want to teach in Russian schools. And the Russians are saying, we're not doing it. Then they send CIA operatives from the rock band Pussy Riot. I'm not trying to be vulgar here. This is what they do. To go into churches and piss on the altar. That's what I keep getting into pissing on. They're literally pissing on the Orthodox Church to start a war, people. That's what's going on. They've got a devil pope calling for world government, bad-mouthing Christianity, saying Europe isn't Christian, saying open the gates to the Islamicists. The long and short of it is all hell is breaking loose. I'm going to your phone calls, but I want to play a clip. TV viewers can obviously see it. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. Of during inappropriate times, when you talk about dead kids or women being abused by Islam or wars, or depression, Hillary gets this big jack-o'-lantern look that I can make the look, but it looks so evil. I don't want my enemies getting screenshots of it and using it against us. I can do it. I practice it at home. It looks scarier than hell. I don't know how she does it all the time. I mean, I've done this face in the mirror because I've got a face that can do all different faces, and it scares me. I mean, it looks like a demon. And she goes on this big demon face, this big demon clown face, like a shark. Other people are calling her a shark now, and it's just creepy, man. It's creepy. And I know I've got all her evil to cover. I don't call her names because I'm out of stuff to, you know, cover that she's done bad. It's endless reams of it. It's just that she's a demon, man. And you know, everybody I talk to that knows her says she stinks like hell. I brought that up. They went crazy with it because they know it's true. Her staff are all nodding their heads, man. She smells like a porta potty. She looks like a demon. She has a trail of evil and murder behind her. With a big plastic rubber clown face. I mean, it's like Mars Attacks, and I don't mean this literally. But, you know, when the hot chick comes to the White House and the presidential aide lets her in, and it looks like she has a beehive hairdo, but really it's the alien, and then he pulls, you know, the rubber mask off and starts killing everybody. I mean, it's like a rubber mask is on her or something. And I'm not saying literally. But who can say it isn't like a weird jack-o'-lantern face? And that's who we're going to have as president, someone with a jack-o'-lantern head? I mean, really? With a trail of every evil behind her, you can imagine with her creepy, Undertaker-looking husband, with all his weird crap and all of his weird treason, and the trashiness we now learn that everywhere they go, they steal stuff. Everywhere they go, they steal everything not nailed down, like the State Department furniture. I mean, these people are just the greatest trash the world has ever seen. Okay, excuse me. Before I go any further here, ladies and gentlemen, we have free shipping that ends today on everything in the store at InfoWarsStore.com. You just heard James O'Keefe on. You see the risk we're taking. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. I love doing this. But we need the support, and I don't want to risk my life, my name, my treasure, everything else, and then lose this thing. We have to shake people out of their doldrums. We have to get people out of their conditioning. 25% off our great nootropic Grain Force. We have a lot of other products that have been out of stock, like Natural Defense, that is back in stock as well at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, or you can simply call toll free 888-253-3139. And then, of course, I also have on the site the Hillary for President shirt. It's limited edition. When this run is over, it's over. I will not sell it anymore after the election. We have another limited edition shirt as well that's a one-time run that is the Don't Tread on Me, Lock Her Up. Now, shifting gears to another one of our great sponsors, United States Gold Vault is based in Texas. They've got a great Better Business Bureau rating. This is where I've now chosen to go. Get some more gold and silver, more silver than gold, but gold is up a couple hundred bucks already this year. And they have a survival bank vault bag full of amazing silver and gold coins. I'm just showing some of the ones that's from the survival pack I got just a month ago. We shot that right here. That's my personal pack that I took home. Will you and your family be protected when we have another economic meltdown? I believe an economic crash is coming, and you should protect yourself with real money. Do you want to be a victim or do you want to be prepared? Take action with the company I trust, United States Gold Vault. Call today, 844-321-ALEX, Yeah, a lot of other specials. Be sure to ask about those. 844-321-ALEX. They've created game-changing gold and silver survival packs filled with physical gold and silver coins that could help safeguard what you need most in a financial crisis, real money, not paper. The globalists want to make us dependent on them. We need to be as self-sufficient as possible. This is a big step. Firearms, water filtration, gold, silver, you need it all. Portable food. Don't wait till it's too late, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call, United States Gold Vault, 844-321-ALEX, and get your rugged double-locking bank bag to securely store your gold and silver absolutely free. And finally, I want to announce another new big sponsor, and then I'm going to go up to your phone calls. And that's Harvest Right. And I've wanted this sponsor for a long time because I have family that owns one. And it is one of the best priced, highest quality dehydrators out there. And it is just amazing way to freeze dry, you name it. And it's something that everybody can do. The family can get involved in it. And they're also patriots, the folks that own Harvest Right. HarvestRight.com. 800-594-4635. Harvest Right created the most amazing home appliance, a home freeze dryer that helps you be prepared. This appliance always allows you to freeze dry food at your own home. Freeze drying locks in 100% of the food's nutrients, so even 25 years later, your food is just as healthy and tasty as it was made. You can freeze dry foods such as garden produce and proteins, even whole meals like lasagna and beef stew. Harvest Right sent us some freeze-dried food, and I couldn't believe how fresh it tasted. Visit HarvestRight.com or call 800-594-4635. That's 800-594-4635. HarvestRight.com. Amazing system. They've got them in all different sizes. It's really the top of the line at a price that beats many of the competitors. So go to the original, the highest quality, Harvest Right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud to have that fine sponsor with us. Now, the big debate, we've got other guests joining us, obviously, but I want to also let you know we're going to more of the Russian situation and the economic situation that we've been kind of diverted from while we're watching the election, so that's coming up too, plus some of the new WikiLeaks that have come out. But before I do that, let's go to your phone calls on the debate. Alan in Florida. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. A very dangerous Clinton cash operation has been uncovered in Florida. A company called Gulfstream has leased the container cargo terminal at Port Canaveral. There's a submarine base there. It's next to Kennedy Space Center. And the company is run by the brother of Dr. Jaffer Dia Jaffer, who was Saddam Hussein's chief nuclear physicist, who headed the entire nuclear WMD program for Saddam. This could cost Hillary the election in Florida.
Okay, is this in the news? Because I haven't heard of this.
It is not. It is being blacklisted. They're trying to bury this story.
Well, you know, normally I would roll my eyes at this, but I'm going to look into it. But I remember getting a call 3 years ago from the most credible sources you could get it from at an air base from West Texas. We named the base. That they were taking nuclear weapons that weren't supposed to even be on the base. Of course, most bases have them hidden anyways of that time. It's a former SAC command base. Well, still is a strategic air command base. And that they were shipping them out. It was a big confrontation. Then they suddenly announced the next day, that afternoon, that nukes might go off in the Carolinas or off the ports. And there was an emergency with missing nukes. And nothing got said about that from that point on. But that really happened. I mean, we really had this happen. What do you do when, I mean, they know who did it, so I can pretty much say now, because I later learned that they discovered who did it. But there was a confrontation with the base police that were private police and the military, and the military said, no, we know we're not supposed to release this, but we have the base commander's signature saying do it, and poor, this is from the president. And the base commander came out with a big hour-long confrontation, and then the trucks rolled out, reportedly, to the East Coast. So that all happened. So who knows what's going on with these traitors? They could do anything as a false flag before this election. Send me information, Alan, at showtipsinfowars.com. We'll look into it. I appreciate that. But I don't want to get into speculation here now. If I get a call from actual people in uniform and confirm, who they are, as we know who they are personally, then something's going on. But there it is, exclusive. High-level sources confirm secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. Yeah, all hell broke loose on that one. And, of course, if people are moving nukes illegally, who do you call? You call InfoWars. Nobody else will do it. Or you call Project Veritas. I mean, you know, that's it. I guess you call Matt Drudge. I mean, there's not many people that got the Wavos around here. I'm not bragging. I'm just going to fight for this country. I'm done. I mean, I'm just all in. And that's what it takes. Kyle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Thank you, brother, for calling. Go ahead.
I have a produce distributorship here in Knoxville, and I commute up to Baltimore about twice a month. I'm in South Philly a lot shooting ball next to Pat and Gino Steaks. And we're going up to Cuyahoga County on November the 7th, which is Cleveland, Ohio, for your viewers that are unfamiliar with that. We're taking about a group of 20 people, and I'm renting 5 hotel rooms, and we intend to videotape the polling stations.
And by the way, that is election fraud central. We'll be Ohio. The Republican Party basically admits they're going to help steal it for Hillary, so that is the smartest place for you to be.
Well, we're going to rent 5 hotel rooms, and we're going to rent rental cars while we're there, and we're going to videotape from the rental cars. We have to have some safeguards in place. We're also contacting the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department, Internal Order of Police, and the wives of LEO. We're going to try to stay away from the local city municipal and just really try to raise awareness in cities like...
Well, I got
to
tell you, in Cleveland and all those cities, the cops are totally awake. Look, we got the cops feeding us the info, and it's all gold. I shouldn't let stuff... Point is, we're going to be on it too, brother.
Okay, good. You know,
well, so I'm going to come back to you. Stay right there. Stay right there. Let me tell you. When Trump says we need law enforcement watching the polls, that's what he means, okay? We're going to catch them hundreds of times stealing the election. Hillary's done, okay? She knows it. She knows it. We're coming for it. Stay with us.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Thank you.
if you leave me.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
You know, Americans have had our share of problems.
Girl, your memory.
But we're rediscovering what made us great. That's loyalty. That's courage. And it's commitment. And I'll be honest with you, in a sick way, it's the opposite of being afraid, Hillary. I'm afraid of the evil spirit in the center. And it's not the right word. I don't like it. It's evil. I'm repulsed by it. But I'm not scared of Hillary when it comes to fighting her with everything I've got and what she represents, because that's what I was meant to do. It feels good in my soul to put it all on the line, to be all in. That's what humanity's supposed to be, folks. All in, not a bunch of lazy, arrogant people. And I was watching Donna Brazile and the things she was saying on Fox, denying and saying basically it's racism or whatever, that she's being asked about emails where she got stuff early on during the Democratic debate for Hillary from CNN, which CNN admits they did. And just the level of understanding I have of the programming she was involved in, the thing she's saying is her own programming being brought up in the eugenics program of the Rockefeller Foundation. And to have actually read the early stuff in the 15s, the 20s, the 30s, on how they were going to program a group of black people to control black people and keep them as slaves, basically, and how they were going to create a new Christian fake theology to control them, and then to see it in action with her, like a zombie just repeating it, I realized she's as much a victim as she is a perpetrator. I don't know why I'm getting into this. It's just that it's once you get this real deep knowledge on these people, it goes beyond anything you ever see on TV or radio. What people break down. It's like a knowledge. It's a cult. I have the knowledge of their cult. I've been studying it so long. It's like I'm a high priest in their cult, but I'm not in it. But I know the stuff their highest level people know that she doesn't even know. And I'm not bragging about that. It's like I'm evil that I know this stuff. That's why I talk about the knowledge of good and evil. I have the knowledge of evil. But a lot of times I learn new levels to it I didn't even think of. It's like I wouldn't think that she'd be representing the Chinese president and other presidents separately. I was just thinking she was selling out America for money from them, but it's even worse. It's like, I guess I'm not a master. That's what I mean. The depths of these people, folks. But getting back to Kyle, this is very exciting. You got to be careful, obviously. But the mantle of a journalist protects you as long as you don't get in the way of people's voting. And all you got to do is show the same people going precinct, going in. If you run into folks, just act confident, which it sounds like you are, and you're going to have some big success. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm up in Philadelphia a lot. I shoot basketball at next to Geno's and Pat Cheesesteaks in South Philly. I've got a lot of friends there. It's a heavily Italian neighborhood. And in 2012, there's not one registered vote for Mitt Romney. And that's not what I'm hearing in South Philly. And, you know, they're talking about the new Black Panther Party locking down all the polling booths. They're a federally recognized hate group. They are harassing people.
Oh, I know. They say we're going to intimidate polling places. We always got the new Black Panther Party out front with, like, clubs in their hands.
Well, those days are over, and we're going to stay in the cars. We're not going to interrupt. We're not going to disrupt it. But we definitely have people. We're going to have them at each polling station. We're looking for the buses. We're looking for the rental cars. We're looking for the changing of a tire.
Well, they know we're onto the buses, so they're going to be in rental cars and vans.
Well, we're on top of it. We're not going to have a 2012 again. We're not going to have the Black Panther Party pulling that again. Those days are over. And I think people are growing aware. And I'm hearing this is happening all over the country, but specifically it has to happen in these major
markets. And Trump had to rally everybody, and we did it. The listeners did it. And now the enemy is crapping their pants. The battle is joined. Third hour, 70 seconds away. Kyle, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.